Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Brian Lee and his captivating CD, Moth. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. I've had my fair share of singer-songwriters on my show, but rarely have I come across a fellow as intense as Seattle-based singer-songwriter Brian Lee. Back in 2008, he released the EP Quadrilogy. The somber recording was a paean to the innocents who seem to suffer and die the most in wartime. 2 years later, Lee has released his first LP, Moth, and while the subject matter may be less intense, the delivery is no less engaging. I had a chance to speak with Brian Lee about his new release, and you'll hear that in just a few minutes. From the CD Moth, here is Brian Lee with Devil Hunting.
Never be the truth.
From the CD Moth, that was Brian Lee with Devil Hunting. Visit Brian at his official website, www.knugu.com. I had a chance to speak with Brian Lee over the phone about his new CD and his process as a songwriter. Here's how it went. What's different with this release as opposed to your 2008 EP, Quadrilogy?
There's a big difference, Brian. Quadrilogy was evolved from my reaction to watching what was unfolding in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was about the war. I'm sure millions of people around the world, and especially in the States, felt the same way as I did. Not in political terms, why we went there, was it wrong or right thing to do, but more of what happens every time there's a major war, a full invasion takes place. The people who get hurt most are the common people, especially children. And on the American side, we had a lot of soldiers suffering, getting injured, getting killed, their family members suffering back in the States. And it hit me really hard because my family suffered big time in a war. So I know what it's like to be the descent. It needs the descent of people who suffer in war. And I just had to write songs about it, and I decided at one point that I wanted to, if I can generate any kind of money, that I can probably help out people who are in need, such as Iraq children or the U.S. soldiers who are returning from the war. So it was entirely out of that idea of trying to help people. But this time I told myself, let's just enjoy. I want to write about the common, very usual things that a lot of just ordinary Americans would feel in everyday life. Songs about love. That's really the main theme of this album, although there are some tracks that I veered from it. And in large, that's the main difference. I just wanted to be more casual, more relaxed on this LP as compared to the one in 2 years ago.
And the album has an interesting title, Moths. Why did you settle on that title?
I'm glad you find it interesting. I always have been fascinated by moths because they're like butterflies, beautiful creatures who go through this process of metamorphosis, being a worm, and then they hide themselves in a cocoon and finally emerge as a beautiful flying creature. I mean, I don't think there's anything prettier than butterflies or moths. The only difference is butterflies are more colorful. They play on the sun, in the sun every day, whereas moths, they're basically prisoner of the night. They can't face the sun, and yet they always chase after the light. That always fascinated me, and I myself, I've been a night person for a long time, and I told myself I'm gonna make this LP, and I'm gonna dedicate to myself and to the idea of being a moth, being in the dark and finally emerging out of the darkness to the light. So that was the idea.
With all the work that has gone into making this CD, how do you feel about it now that it's out there for people to hear? How do you feel about the end result?
It feels good, mainly because I finished it. It's something that I set a goal years ago that I'm going to make a full-length LP and then release it, and I've done that. It took about 18 months, and it was hard work, there's no doubt about it, and so this gratification of having completed it, that's the most prominent feeling that I had.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start? I mean, what made you want to pick up a guitar and start writing? I mean, how did that begin?
Well, it all began when I was a teenager. I wanted to write songs about I wanted to basically express myself, the feeling that I had being a teenager. And it became a habit, sort of, and it became a hobby, and it became a devotion. And I guess now it's like a very strong addiction. I wouldn't use that word, actually. I'll take that back. And it became a part of me. Every time I interact with people on an everyday life basis, when I experience something that's notable, I always try to process it by writing songs about it. So I think that answers your question.
And to expand on that a little more, explain, if it can be explained, how songwriting happens for you. How do you go about it?
It's pretty simple. It usually just occurs. It's more like I don't go after it. It comes to me, and it's more of me being aware of it. And I put myself in a state of mind where I can actually catch fish while it's passing by. So again, it's more of a just catching it as it comes by rather than just sitting down and trying to write something about it, force myself into it.
In settling on your musical identity, was there ever a particular artist or several artists who kind of inspired you?
Yes, many. Too many to name, probably. I wouldn't want to name just a few because they would give a wrong idea on those specific artists having most influence on me. But I can give you some names when I was in high school. Songs from like Bob Dylan. As young as I was, I felt like I understood what he was trying to say. And it's a lot of rock music. And I listened to a lot of different songs from different genres, and that helped.
Visit Brian at his official website, www.knugu.com. From the CD Moth, here is Brian Lee once again with Boys Don't Cry.
I'm still your friend.
And in making the album Moths, who did you work with in terms of a producer?
As far as composition goes, I worked with my producer, Francho Tome. He is a veteran producer, musician, artist, and guitarist from who used to be based in Los Angeles for many years. He's in Bend, Oregon. So he's the one who produced the album, Quadrilogy, 2 years ago. And I went back to him, and he was generous enough to work on the second album with me by writing songs with me. And he produced for me, and he played guitar in many of the tracks, and he recruited the drummers and the guitarist, all the musicians that were involved in the album making.
I see. And what is it that you think he brought to the project, both musically and personality-wise, that sort of made it easier to work with him?
Francho is somebody that I would call, he's like water. He does not have a specific style or form, but he's able to adapt to a new style, new ideas, very quickly and very subtly, naturally, most importantly. So my goal when I make albums or write songs, I don't want to be affixated to one single style. I like having various styles in the same album. It makes the album much more interesting, and Francho is the perfect guy to do that for the reasons that I stated.
And from the album, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Personally, well, there are lots of them, but the very first one that comes to my mind is The Devil Hunting. I think it's probably the most powerful song in terms of the way it reaches the listener. And I think you asked why. There's no specific reasons as to why, but I think the reason is because of the way it reaches the listener, like I mentioned.
Well, the two other songs that stood out for me personally were Lady in Black and Boys Don't Cry. Would you care to talk about them?
Sure. It has a lot of personal elements. First of all, The Boys Don't Cry. It's from my personal experience when I had a friend down in Los Angeles. He was one of my best friends, and we hung out together. We used to do things together. And just before I left Los Angeles, he confessed, and he was in a very sad mode. He told me that he's a gay, and he was afraid to tell me over the years, thinking that I would either get mad at him, or he thought I was like some sort of a anti-gay person, or I don't know why he would pick up idea like that, but that's what he told me, and that's what the song is about. And the Lady in Black song is even more personal. Actually, that song is more about the babies are born, babies are stillborn babies. I wanted to write a song about a writer who travels around the world, trying to write a really magical song that can bring back a dead person out of the grave. And in the process of doing it, he realizes that he always has been with that deceased one, the stillborn baby that he was never physically with or witnessed the birth of. So that's how that song came about.
And how are live shows going at the moment, if at all?
I'm trying to get it going. Within a month, I'll have a CD release live performance in Bend, Oregon. And after that, based on how the radio promotion goes, we're going to try to target those cities that did better than others in promotion. So that's the plan.
Do you think of yourself as more of a studio artist or as a stage artist, or how does that work?
I have been more of a recording artist. sort of studio artist. But as far as live performance goes, it's been many years since I've done any kind of gig in front of large crowd. So jumping back into it, I'm not sure how that's going to go. Maybe I'll like it, or maybe I'll be scared of it. I'll have to find out.
Have you ever thought about making any kind of video for any of the songs? I mean, listening to the album, you know, a lot of these songs sound like they would lend themselves perfectly to some sort of visual representation.
Yes, actually those visual images come to my mind every time I listen to those songs. I did a couple of videos for the previous albums, but for this one, so far I decided to concentrate on the audio side of it. But as time goes, it's a possibility. It's a strong possibility that I'll try to make a video out of a few songs.
I know it's probably too soon to ask this question, but where would you like to go next musically?
Now that I've made an album mostly about this theme of love, I would like to make an album about, I guess it's more of a religious side of me. I wanted to write songs about how people deal with their everyday life in modern days, using the old wisdom such as meditation, yoga. That's something I want to write about. So that's where I'm heading.
What would you like someone to come away with after they heard the album Moths?
You know, I never quite think about that, because once you write the song has its own life, and there's one has no control over it, not even the songwriter. It's completely up to the listeners, and it's okay if the listeners get the original point or the reason why I wrote the song, because songs have their own life once it's born. So I just hope that people can listen to them and foremost enjoy listening, and if they can find peaceful state of mind, I think there would be a compliment to me as a songwriter.
Visit Brian at his official website, www.knugu.com. From the CD Moth, here is Brian Lee once again with Lady in Black.
Lady in black told me with grace that there is a song from a magical place, a beautiful tale timelessly told. It is the one that could bring you back home. You've been gone in search of the one, chasing the clouds, looking back you.
That's all the time we're going to have here at Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brian Lee and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Once again, visit Brian at his official website, www.knugu.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.